so sick of the rain, I'll tell you. Time now to check in with Wayne Pond, who never rains on anybody's parade. Dr. Pond, I wonder what kind of a word you have for us today.
Oh, I got a triple double burger dandy for you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mickey, Ron. Hey, you heard the term kaput. You know, it's all over with, utterly finished, defeated, destroyed. Well, there's your word of the day, K-A-P-U-T, kaput, K-A-P-U-T. It's an adjective, again, that which is done, destroyed, finished, unable to function, useless, hopelessly outmoded. All the things that I think of myself as in radio terms anymore.
I thought it was kaput.
That's what I thought,
too. It's kaput.
All right. Maybe this is a New Mexico variation. I give up. It could be kaput. I always heard kaput. My parents grew up in all those multi-ethnic neighborhoods of Chicago, and they used to say kaput. So maybe they were wrong and passed it on to me. What's interesting about this is that you would think, you know, with that pronunciation, it was a German. Well, turns out kaput or kaput comes from a French card game. In other words, a big winner or a big loser. And apparently over the years, it has taken on the meaning of the big loser. So it's interesting to see how these words come to us and where they started. Kaput, I'll give it to you in your terms. Jawohl, mein Führer. No, wait, that's German.
Well, I tell you what, when somebody calls in next hour and tells us the word of the day, I'll accept either pronunciation.
There you go.
Kaput or kaput. Doesn't matter to me.
Oh, Rod, you are such a diversity freak. I just love it.
Oh, yeah, well,
hey. All right.
Try to be open-minded about these things.
Yeah, so don't let your brains fall out, though. Don't let your brains fall out. All right, guys. Talk to you in the morning. Take care. Bye-bye.